Welcome to the Success Channel. I'm Paul Landcor from podtech.net, and today's podcast features the Road Warrior. No, not early Mel Gibson. This Road Warrior is Becky Robertson of Woodstock, Georgia. After being a stay-at-home mom for quite some time, Becky decided to get her real estate license and take her show on the road. She's now a realtor for Prudential Georgia Realty and is featured in a story about virtual offices in the November-December issue of Success Magazine. I started by asking Becky to give us a little of her background and tell us what inspired her to make this change.
Well, being a mom and a housewife has been really fulfilling for me for 15 years. I think I did a pretty good job at it. I just never quite felt like I obtained Martha Stewart status, but I never hit Roseanne either. I have four kids from 21 to 5 in ages, and my husband and I have been married for about 23 years. My husband has enjoyed a very successful career, and I think that I share in all of his successes, but I felt sort of like a co-signer with him. And beginning a few years ago, I started to realize that I wanted at least a chance to test my skills in the marketplace instead of the supermarket, and perhaps put my signature on something if I could.
So you went out and got your real estate license?
Yes.
And I understand that you were really successful right off the bat. Tell me about your first year and tell me about what you would attribute your success to.
I was terrified. I would have been delighted to have helped sell one little house somewhere, but things definitely worked out much better than that for me. Let's see, I think the first year, just being really prepared. My husband and I have always had a big interest in real estate, several investment properties. So getting into real estate was just really exciting and something that I had wanted to do for a really long time. So I went to Kennesaw State College and sat in their classroom for about 2 months and passed their class and then went on to pass the state exam. Decided right after that, you know, to go ahead and try to get a job. And I know everyone's heard of all the major real estate teams, REMAX, Coldwell Banker, Century 21. However, the Prudential Georgia team seemed like an excellent fit for me. It's a huge office with about 100 agents now, with genuine mentors, a huge emphasis on technology there, and they have incredible training for new agents.
And you said you would have been happy selling one house in your first year, but you did a little better than that, I understand.
Yes, I did. I made the multi-million dollar club the first year. And I'm definitely going to do that again. This is my second year that I'm in now. And it looks like it should be pretty easy for 2007 as well.
Tell me about your office.
Well, I have a virtual office, pretty much. It's wonderful. It's not a whole lot of people come to the office to buy a house. So a virtual office was extremely important.
And it's probably good that you did things in the order you did and you got into real estate at the time you did, because you wouldn't have been able to have a virtual office the way you do now, say 15 years ago, certainly.
Oh, exactly. I think the agents that, you know, and I work with several agents that have done this for years and years, and it's amazing to me that they have had to learn all of this technology as well and pretty much completely relearn everything.
So what does your virtual office consist of? What kind of equipment? Your car, for one.
Yes, my car, which I absolutely love. I've tried to put together a lot of tools that work really well together. I use a lot of HP products. I use the tablet TC4200, and with Acrobat, I can actually sign contracts on the computer.
So your customers can actually sign on the screen itself?
Yes, and I've got the portable printer, HP Mobile, that, you know, they can sign the contract. I can print it out in my car. It's amazing.
In fact, HP recognized you for your innovative use of their equipment in the field, didn't they?
Yes, they did. It was really exciting. They sent my husband and I actually out to San Francisco for the weekend to the NAR convention, and it was wonderful. They just wined and dined us and gave me an award, and it was really exciting.
So you're able to take photos digitally and get your listings on the web within minutes of getting that listing, right?
Oh, absolutely. And working with hundreds of real estate agents, the competition is fierce. It's just been awesome. It really has to have all of these tools right at my fingertips. It's made a huge difference.
So what are some of the advantages and some of the disadvantages of having a virtual office?
Gosh, the biggest advantage is speed. Real estate is about a lot of money, but many of the decisions are emotional ones. If not, we would all just measure the square feet of houses and order them by the foot. Being able to respond when people are in the mood is a huge advantage. And my time is also very precious to me. By being virtual, I can be better organized to show more houses to a prospective client or spend less time, prep time and more quality time with listings.
Disadvantages?
Let's see. I think the biggest disadvantage that I feel is that I have so much to learn from my peers, and my mobile time cuts down on my peer group time. I think hanging out at the office at the water cooler is a great thing, but it's really hard in our world because everyone's just in and out and flying around so much.
And they have yet to invent a virtual water cooler.
Right.
What's your favorite piece of tech equipment that you use?
Oh, gosh.
Or the most valuable, perhaps?
Probably a sense of humor. This is a people business, and your technology is only there to assist your relationships. Too many people spend a lot of time on high tech and forget about high touch. I guess my tablet PC would be the hardest thing to do without. It's quite awesome.
But in the face of all of the equipment that you need for your virtual office, it's still the human interaction that makes or breaks the deal for you, essentially.
Right, absolutely. The relationship and building the relationship.
What I hear you saying is that maybe if you had come along 15 years ago, you would still have been a success because it's not just the technology, but it's the attitude that you bring to the job that probably makes it work.
Well, I'm not really sure. You know, I have mixed feelings about that because being a mom first, you know, my four kids come first, and I don't think without the technology that I would be doing this at all because, you know, I would never want to be a real estate agent that spent that much time away from my family. But I feel like now I have the best of both worlds, that I can work around their schedules, be at all of their stuff, be at home when they get home from school, you know, not miss any of those class plays or anything or little lunches and always be there, but yet build my schedule around theirs. And, you know, a lot of times it's sitting in carpool line with my laptop working in the car. But without the technology that there is today, I'm sure I wouldn't be doing this.
Well, congratulations on the profile in the latest edition of Success Magazine. Congratulations on your success as a realtor and continued success to you. And thanks a lot for joining us, Becky.
Thank you so much.
Becky Robertson is a realtor with Prudential Georgia Realty in Woodstock, Georgia. And that does it for this podcast on the Success Channel. For more, subscribe to this series of podcasts or go to successmagazine.com. Thanks for listening.